Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business for this evening will be the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time, Madam Secretary?
There are not, Mr. Chairman.
Are there any for members of the board? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion. We approve the agenda as revised August 30th.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve this evening's revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we'll have the approval of the minutes of our August the 6th and August the 20th meetings.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes again of August the 6th and August the 20th. All those in favor of that motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? The motion is so carried. Next, I have a motion for the approval of the finding of the facts of August the 6th and also of August the 20th.
And again, so moved.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve the finding of the facts again for the August 6th and August 20th meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion so carried. Next, Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. One, each applicant will be announced. The applicant will then be asked to come forward and sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Four, the board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have any questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board will then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, then the public hearing is closed and the case may be voted on, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed under old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after all the new public hearings, and you're advised that may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all these proceedings live on the internet. And finally, for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn that off for the duration of the meeting. And Mr. Chairman, one other thing. I noticed I believe it's the first three have attorneys involved with those. And I talked to Mr. Marshall, and he indicated that since this is the first night of opening night of Monday Night Football, he's going to hold his presentation to under 5 minutes if Mr. Fuquay agrees to do the same.
Gentlemen?
Unfortunately, the game's
Okay, then. First case, please.
Case number 11,034, NV Homes, east of Highland Glade Road, west of Quister Drive, being lot 60 within Canal Point Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Gentlemen, for the record, Jim Fuquay, I do have some exhibits I'll be referring to that I'll submit.
Okay. Would you both give your names and address for the record?
My name is Kenneth Yusuf. I'm at 21133 Sterling Avenue here in Georgetown, Delaware.
Ted Roberti, 6 Reaping Way, Ocean View, Delaware.
Okay. Do both of you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give is will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Gentlemen, I will try to keep this as brief as I can. It does involve a little bit of explanation, so if you'll bear with me.
All right, sir.
Again, for the record, Jim Fuquay. I'm representing the applicant, which is NV Homes. With me is Ted Roberti of NV Homes and Ken Yusap of Morris Ritchie Engineering. The exhibit book that I gave out, I'll be referring to some things there, and hopefully you can just follow along with me. This is a variance application for a new home on lot number 60 in the Grand at Canal Point Development. The request is for a 2.94 variance for what basically amounts to a front porch roof. Canal Point is a large residential planned community. If you look at Exhibit A, that is a plot of the development. The front of the development is approved for 273 townhouses and condominiums, and the rear section is approved for 275 single-family lots. NV Homes is involved in the development in that they are building the homes on the individual lots. The lots in the development are owned by the original developer, which is Canal Point Construction, LLC. What NV does is they purchase the lots when construction is ready, and then NV actually sells the finished home to the buyers. This application involves lot 60, which you can see from the site plan of the development. Exhibit B is just a blow-up of lot 60. The lot has 75 feet of width. It's 130 feet deep. Contains 2.23 acres. The lot drops off in the rear, and in the rear it borders open space, which are part of the development. The lots in Canal Point actually have a front yard setback requirement of 25 feet, which is a little bit different, but in an RPC, the Planning and Zoning Commission can modify the front yard setback. So in this case, 25 feet is actually the required front yard setback. The problem and the need for the variance request involves what basically is an unfortunate series of events. NV, as with most builders, has several models of architectural style homes for the buyers to choose from. And if you drive through the development, you'll see that there's a mixture of home styles that have been built. What NV did was they were adding a new style home to their selection, and that new style home was actually, this lot was going to be the first lot on which that new style home was planned to be built. NV has been a very successful a builder in Sussex County, even during the recent economic difficulties. They build a quality home, and they build them in a professional and proper way. In this development at Canal Point, NV has built over 135 homes, and those homes have been built in accordance with county requirements. What NV does as part of their process is they're utilizing the engineering firm of Morris Ritchie. I think you're familiar with Morris Ritchie. They're an experienced, well-respected engineering firm here in Sussex County. NV uses them to ensure basically that the construction is in compliance with the county requirements. And what Morris Ritchie does is basically stake out the lot for the construction by placing hubs at the appropriate locations. And then basically there's a written document that's prepared that's called a cut sheet. And basically that shows the set-offs from these hubs for where the foundation excavation takes place. Unfortunately, what happened here was Morris Ritchie prepared this information, this cut sheet for lot 60, based on a different model home rather than the new model home that NV was introducing on the lot. So basically, the excavation plan for this was not the house that was being built. The subcontractor who was doing the foundation excavation was aware of the model of the home and realized that there were some discrepancies in what they were seeing, so they made some field adjustments to make sure they located the foundation within the, or not within, but outside of the setback requirements. So that work was done. The foundation was put in. Work progressed on the house, and the house was completed. The house was sold. It is under contract, and the buyers were preparing for settlement on the house. At that time, an as-built survey was prepared by Morris Ritchie, and that's when the setback encroachment was discovered. If you refer to Exhibit C, this is the as-built survey, and there's a lot of information there, but in the front of that, you'll see that there's a 25-foot front setback line, and you can see there that the house, all of the house and the foundation, actually is outside of the setback requirement. So the house itself is outside of this area, and in fact, the closest portion of the house is 26.9 feet from the front line, so it's well over the 25-foot setback. The problem is caused by a small porch or landing that's located at the entrance on the right side of the house, and that front porch has a setback of 22.06 feet. Resulting in the need for the 2.94-foot variance. And if you refer to Exhibit D, there's three pictures there that show the house that show better what I just tried to say. You can see the garage on the left, and then the house to the right, and then on the front there's this landing with three columns in the front, that open deck area, and then the front door and the windows to the house. Now, even the porch or that landing area itself meets the setback requirements because under the ordinance, a porch at the first level like that is actually permitted to extend 5 feet into the front setback area, provided that it's not covered by a roof. And boom, here's the problem. There is a roof. So as you can see from the photos, the main roof of this section of the house extends from the roof peak out over the front of the porch. So basically, a portion of that roof that is below the dormers on those pictures is the part that's over the porch and the part that actually, a portion of that extends into the setback. The house is completed. The house complies with all other county zoning and building code requirements. The county did issue a temporary CO contingent on this very variance application. That's Exhibit E. And as I said, the house is under contract and settlement is pending your decision. As to the applicable legal considerations, this is a unique situation from the point of view that NV has built 135 homes at Canal Point. NV is not a habitual violator that's before you asking for variances. They take pride in their houses and they take pride in the manner in which they construct the homes. They use all reasonable measures to ensure that they are in compliance with applicable codes. And as I said, they utilize a professional engineering firm in laying out the homes to make sure that the correct distances are met. This house can't comply with the ordinance as built because it is built. The setback violation was not discovered until after completion of the house. So it wasn't as if something that work continued when they knew that there was a problem because it wasn't discovered until the as-built survey was done. I think you can see from the pictures that removal of 3 feet of the roof is not feasible and it would make the porch somewhat useless and pretty much destroy the appearance of the house and serve no practical benefit to anyone. The problem was caused, as I said, by these unfortunate circumstances where the house that was laid out was not the house that that was planned to be built on this lot. It was a mistake made in the laying out of the house by the engineer's office. And as I said, this was the first time this house was being built, and that was the source of the problem. The variance will not alter the character of the area. I think you can see from the pictures it's a very attractive home. If anything, if the front of this roof was removed or a portion of the porch would be removed, it would be inconsistent with the character and appearance of the homes in the development, and really would be a detriment to everyone. Also in the exhibit package, there is Exhibit F, is a letter from the developer of Canal Point and the director of the Canal Point Homeowners Association in support of this application. And I would add also that the roof encroachment in no way interferes with any views of neighbors or any views of traffic on the road on which it fronts. And in fact, the closest lot to where this variance is, that would be the lot to the right, is a vacant lot, and that is owned by the developer of the Canal Point development. And then lastly, the 2.94 feet is the minimum variance that would afford relief. So in summary, the exceptional practical difficulties is this 2.94-foot intrusion of the roof over the porch. I certainly feel that NV used proper and responsible planning in attempting to build this in compliance. And as I've already mentioned, it resulted from this unfortunate error from staking out the foundation and subsequently the subcontractor building where they believed it should be. There's no negative impact on other property. As I said, the removal of the roof would be detrimental to the house and quite frankly would just result in an ugly appearance of the house. So that basically is the application. We thank you for your consideration, and we do request your approval so that this matter can proceed to settlement. And Ken Usab is with Morris Ritchie. Ken, is everything I just said true and correct?
Yes.
Okay. Gentlemen, that's everything I have to present other than answering any questions you might have.
All righty. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Wharton?
No.
Mr. Rickards?
Yes, Mr. Fuquay, 1508, parcel 1508 is on the left of this property. You said the one on the right's not occupied? That would be 1506?
Yeah, 1506 is the one that's closer to where the porch is.
Okay.
And that's a vacant lot.
Okay, now 1508, is that occupied?
1508 is an occupied house.
Is it similar to this building or entirely different?
This house is the only style of this building in the whole development.
All righty. What about the two witness cap sets on your survey?
I'm sorry?
Which one? Survey caps? You have two caps down there. Which one is?
Oh, the survey caps, that's just the corner markers.
Right. And you're going by they're 5 foot apart, aren't they?
Yeah, that's just the way they leave the measure to the corner. That's not where this foundation was measured from.
Where was it measured from? Which cap?
As I mentioned, I don't have copies of this, but there's a document done called a cut sheet.
Okay.
And there's hubs that are placed in front along the street.
Fine.
And then drops off to different distances.
Okay.
All right, and that's where the problem came in.
All right, I see it now. So the porch was built after the house?
No, it was all built at the same time. As you can see, the roof is the same roof line as the principal house.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, hearing no further questions from members of the board, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,034 for the following reasons. I believe it was prior to that was an unintentional placement of the foundation, which the owner didn't find out until, I mean, the applicant didn't find out until after the survey. So I would say that we would, I would like to make a motion that we approve this based on the following facts, that the uniqueness to the property is involved here with the rear of this building also, this building lot, and a variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. A variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the request of the variance is minimum that will afford relief. And the request of the variance represents the least modification possible for the regulation in issue.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickers and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,034. All those in favor, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons that were stated.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the reasons that have been previously stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,034 is approved.